L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, most girls are excited to get a doll for Christmas, but a sad Victorian porcelain doll that seems to be haunted is not usually on the list for Santa.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. If you want access to all of our content ad-free, you can check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the show, and it seems like it's doll day, the way that we're recording here. Porcelain dolls. People do collect haunted dolls. That is a thing. Have you ever had any sort of interaction with anything like that?
I haven't, but yeah, there are people that like collect haunted items. And then when bad things happen to them, like they'll have experiences where they're scratched or they're, you know, getting scared out of the house, mm-hmm. you wonder why they're even questioning the whole thing. Because you brought in a haunted item and kept it in your home. That's why.
Yeah, that really would be the answer as to why that would be taking place. I see people trying to sell them on eBay and such. Are you think a lot of them are just bunk? Somebody's like, oh, it's a haunted doll. And then... You know, some people buy it, but a lot of people, I don't know, don't really, there's nothing to it. It's just somebody saying that it's haunted.
Well, I'll tell you this. I actually had a conversation with a realtor about 2 weeks ago, right before Halloween season. And she was saying that you don't have to disclose like your house is haunted, mm-hmm. but you also like if it is haunted and somebody asks, you have to tell them. There are homes that are haunted that get just a lot of interest from people who want a haunted house. She said you'd actually be surprised how many people are actually looking to buy one of those.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, there's a certain clientele, like they'll ask you, is the house haunted or if it's put up for sale and mm-hmm. there's rumors about it. Sometimes they go very quickly on the market because a certain group of people want that haunted item.
That's interesting. Wow. I don't want any haunted items. I'm just good.
No.
I am good. Let's go to our first call and hear the ghost story. Hi.
So I'm 33 now, and this takes place when I was maybe 6 or 7. So a little bit of background. I did not live with my mother for the first portion of my life. I was raised by my extended family. And I was raised out of the United States of America and what we called the old country. So this was Israel, Egypt, Morocco, certain parts of Greece and northern Spain. It's very common for people in my culture to be raised by everybody as we take wisdom and skills and we become essentially a well-rounded adult. At least that's the theory. So my mom had remarried again, and she had chosen to pull me back to the States, which was her decision. I truly feel that she probably wanted to turn over a new leaf. However, old habits die hard. My mom had no emotional attachment to me, and I do believe she was mentally ill. Well, I was very much an outsider with my family. And I remember it was Christmas. Now, I'm Jewish. I had never celebrated Christmas. This was my first and this was my last Christmas that I ever celebrated. And I was in a blended family. I had three stepbrothers that I didn't know. I had two half-siblings that I didn't know. And then there was me. And everybody sat around this tree, and my mom just handed out gifts, you know, to my siblings and everything. And everybody got multiple gifts, and I had gotten one. And I opened this gift, and it was a porcelain doll. And most of these porcelain dolls, you know, are like happy. They have little cherub cheeks. They, you know, look like dolls. This one looked completely different. This one was actually a sad doll. This doll had a little pout or a frown, had like a little ceramic tear, and was in a Victorian type female sailor outfit. And the doll stand was kind of hunched over. And so she was unbalanced quite a bit. Well, I had gotten this doll, and I had thanked her, and I didn't necessarily think, stop it. I didn't necessarily think that it was evil at the time, but it did seem to take a life of its own. And certain things would start, like I had my sister's Night Bright that she let me play with, and it went out. I would have little things around the house kind of disappear. And the way my bedroom was is I had an old hand-me-down desk, and I had an old little shelf, and I had a few of my possessions on it, and then I had the doll on the top shelf. Now, and then you had a futon mattress that I slept on the floor, and the shelf kind of towered over it. Well, I have a habit of bobbing my ankle up and down. It's a soothing thing. I just do it. It's my version of rocking myself to sleep. Well, this one time, the doll had fallen on me, and I didn't too much about it. I figured I bumped it. Mind you, my ankle bobs up and down. And so I got up, I grabbed the doll from the foot of my bed and put her back up. And then a few days later, this happened to be a very, very bad night. My mom was in one of her moods. I had gotten punished severely for something that I didn't do. So I was essentially crying in my bed. I'm bobbing my heel and I'm just trying to soothe myself. The house cat came up to check on me and see if I was okay. And the doll fell on me. And I looked up, and the way that the doll fell, it didn't fall on the side of my ankle. It fell where I bob. It fell on the opposite end of my leg. It wasn't face down, like laying sideways. It was face down and laying vertical. And I looked up, and I just felt like there was something different with the doll. Now, it may be because I was upset. Please understand. I was going through a lot of traumatic, you know, exposure at the time, and it is shocking for anybody. The hair did stand up on my neck, and all of a sudden, my sister's doll, which was like this stupid talking doll Barbie thing that would be like, let's go to the mall, you're my best friend, let's go shopping. It said, let's go, which is what it had stated was, let's go, not let's go shopping, let's go to the mall. Nothing that it had ever, you know, stated before, and it was really gurgly, like almost like the speaker was held underwater, which would have been entirely possible because my little sister did play with toys in the tub. I guess it's a thing. And just the fear just rushed over me. And I remember I ran downstairs as quietly as I could, and I crawled into the little crawl space. I climbed in there, and it's directly in the area of my room. You have the stairs, and then you have the back, and then that's my little room. I could hear dragging. And for some reason, I just perceived this doll as dragging its stand. Doll freaked me out. Ended up throwing the doll away, and I just, it was just bad. So I'm in college. I am surprisingly a well-adjusted adult. So I run in to this parapsychology team at the university that I went to, and they introduced me to something called vessel dolls. And what these vessel dolls were is they were dolls that weren't typically looking dolls, and they could be various types, depending on what culture you came from. But they believed that that was a vessel doll that my mother either intentionally or unintentionally had given to me. But it scared the hell out of me, and I do not like dolls until this day. Nothing with a face. I don't like them. Just a pass, hard pass. I don't. I will stick with stuffed penguins and my mouthy creature you heard in the background, and that's about it. I do not like dolls. They creep me out to this day. Anyway, love you guys. If you want to use it, great. If it's not exciting enough, that's completely fine too. It terrified the hell out of me, but it may not be scary for other people. But anyway, bye.
Now, that would scare the hell out of me, too, if it started talking and saying things by itself that otherwise should not be seeing.
That, and if you're sitting there listening to, just kind of hearing the noise of a doll crawling across a floor, dragging its stand or whatever. Yeah, dolls are just not good. I've never been a big fan of it. Of course, Annabelle's the big doll from the Ed and Lorraine Warren days, and I don't know. I just... Porcelain dolls, just get rid of them. Just let's make a big pile of them someplace and bury them.
I agree. We have to start the movement. Some billboards, maybe. Get rid of porcelain dolls. Put it on a big highway sign or something, and
smash them up. Yeah. Smash them up.
Have a big thing where everybody kind of brings it to a stadium and a steamroller runs over them.
There you go.
Destroy your porcelain doll day. I think that would be very, very exciting. All right. Thank you for sharing that story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, check it out on Apple Podcasts. Got access for that all to you right there, including patreon.com/realghoststories if you want access outside of Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.